and they would do whatever the U.S. said. I knew the U.S. had, you know, tremendous influence here, but I thought the Japanese had too much self-respect to do something like this, you know?
Yes.
But I see all their self-respect is gone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, it's kind of difficult, your situation right now?
Very difficult, yeah. You don't sound too sympathetic, Pablo.
No, I mean...
What the fuck? Have they told you to try to make me look bad?
No. I never had any contact with anybody till Eugene called me
out. You don't sound angry about this.
I am.
Oh, all right.
I am.
Yeah.
What do we do now?
I think people should get out in front of the Jap embassy in Manila and in front of the U.S. embassy with signs.
Okay.
There's a plot, you know, about the plot between the U.S. and Japan to murder me in America.
Mm-hmm.
People should get out in force in front of those embassies with signs. They should get out there all day, all night, to stay out there with signs, get photos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is absolutely criminal. But as you are, as I say, when you go to the website, you will see. Read the statement of facts, read the documents, you know?
Yes.
Also, I've been trying to renounce my citizenship, but the U.S. will not let me. They refuse to come out to this prison here, detention center they call it.
Yes.
To let me take the oath of renunciation in front of a diplomatic consular officer, you know?
Yes.
So I sent them a letter renouncing my citizenship, but... I think it's legal under the circumstances because they are refusing to obey the law.
Uh-huh.
But of course, they will claim it's not. You understand?
That's right.
But they are refusing to come out here and let me renounce my citizenship because they feel it's to their advantage to get me deported to claim I'm an American, you see?
What can they get if they bring you back to America?
What can they get?
What can they get out of bringing you back to America and then putting you through all this process?
Hatred of the Jews. What do you mean? The Jews control America. I've exposed them. They get revenge.
Yes.
You know?
That's right.
Of course, they have no right to revenge because they started this, right? Who indicted me? Who robbed all my belongings in Beacon? Who robbed my belongings probably in Manhattan Storage Company also? Who is robbing all my rights, my 60-member games? Bobby Fischer teaches chess. Who has made the movie, illegal movie, Searching for Bobby Fischer?
Mm-hmm.
Who is robbing my property in Florida, right? Who stole all my belongings at Beacon Moving and Storage Company, right?
Mm-hmm.
What right do they have to talk about revenge? But this is the way they feel. They feel if you expose their crimes, that's a very evil thing to do, you know, the Jews.
Yes.
And they have to exact revenge. That's how they think, you know?
Yes.
You know, even exposing their crimes is a crime to them, you know?
Uh-huh.
When they rob you and persecute you, you should just be quiet about it. Take your lumps, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I figure, you know, everybody should be quiet and take their lumps, because if they don't take their lumps, it'll be even worse, you see?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes. All right. What about your friends in Japan? Have they been visiting you?
Yeah.
Okay.
My friend Miyoko, she's trying to do everything. She really can't believe how dirty her fellow countrymen are, you know, the fellow government is, you know.
So she's...
Her government is, you know. She's very shocked and ashamed, you know.
Yes. I know that, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. And then there's no chance that you can visit us anymore here in the Philippines?
No, once I'm in the U.S., I'll never get out of jail again. I'll be in prison the rest of my life. You know?
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Why? What do you mean it's all right?
I mean, no, it's not right, of course. I said, that's clear to me.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I can't ask any more questions. Have any more messages for those people out there?
What?
I don't have any more questions.
Any more questions?
Yes. Have any message for anybody? Maybe you.
Everybody should, get out in front of the embassy.
Yeah.
Do whatever it takes, even violence. America is a criminal regime in front of the Jap and American embassies, and do what it takes to show people your anger.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
Do whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
They are criminals, This is a kidnapping. This has absolutely nothing to do with any law. This is a kidnapping by the Jap government working for the U.S., you know?
Okay.
It's a militarily occupied country, you know?
Yes.
Incidentally, I don't think it's true, but they had a report in the Japanese paper, I'm sure it's a lie, that had I gone to the Philippines, I would have been arrested there at the airport. Have you heard anything about this?
No, I did not hear about that, but there are several speculations about what could have happened if something else went this way or that way, you know. I don't know. You haven't heard anything about that? No.
I think that's just something that the CIA told the Japanese to put out.
To make
the Japanese don't look so bad. Like, oh, well, it's not just us. The Philippines would have arrested him, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So my friend was out there to meet me. She said she didn't see anything unusual.
Nothing, yes.
But, I don't know, so... But you haven't heard that story, right?
No, I haven't heard the story.
I think it's an absolute lie put out by the CIA, you know? Yeah, well, I requested what they call, refuge, you know, the refugee act, you know?
Yes.
Where you can stay in the country where you are, you know?
Yes.
But the idea is how can you ask for, ask for refugee status against the United States, they're saying. You know, the United States is the greatest country in the world, the most perfect democracy, right? They would never hurt anybody illegally there, right? They would never, persecute anybody, you know? So I don't expect them to give me refugee status here, you know? I tried to get out on bail. They refused to let me out on bail. The lawyer went to court that this, because before they destroyed my passport, right away the first night, July 13th, they stamped my passport. They said I entered Japan 3 months ago. Retrospectively, they canceled my entrance visa to Japan, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And then they canceled my exit visa. They'd already stamped my exit visa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, the lawyer went to court to try to get canceling my visa to get that revoked because it's, you know, completely illegal. It's all based on this fraudulent letter by the United States, you know?
Uh-huh.
As I explained, of December 13th, December 13th, signed by Theodore Allegra, Consul of the United States of America.
I see.
You know? So, trying to get this, you know, it's just all a big joke, you know. It's absolutely corrupt country, Japan. How could it be otherwise? It's controlled by the U.S., right?
Mm-hmm.
How can any country that's controlled by the U.S. be anything but absolutely corrupt, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Not okay. Why do you keep saying okay, Pablo?
The program's about to end here. So
what time is it there?
It's almost 8 o'clock, and we have 5 minutes more.
Yeah.
And, of course, our program will end at about 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we don't have much time for the interview, at least.
Yeah.
So I would like to say you take care of yourself as much as you can.
Could you read that internet site again? Because you have a really great voice. I better get it out there.
Yeah. The internet site is http://home.att.ne.jp/moon/fisher/. Got it right?
Right.
Okay.
And this, just go there, download all the new material about this kidnapping of me by the Japs.
Yeah.
And get out in front of the Japanese embassy and the American embassy.
Oh.
I would like all my fans to get out there.
Yes.
And,
Well, Bobby, I really have to end the interview right now.
That's great.
So many things to do here. Just take care of it.
More important things to do, no?
Not more important, but of course, programming-wise. I'll try to get in touch with you again. I have your number anyway.
You don't have my number. No, you can't call me. I'm in a prison here.
That's not your number. That's the prison number, right? I'll get it done to you through Eugene. Would that
yeah,
be
you
okay?
Can call Eugene, text Eugene.
Yes.
I'll give him a call tomorrow.
Yes, I will. And if we have another, if we have some more time later, we can have another interview, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If I'm still here, they've already rejected all of my appeals, and I might just have one last appeal from the minister here. He can just say no, and they can take me away at any time. In any minute, they can just take me away.
Uh-huh.
To my death in America.
Uh-huh.
You know?
We'll try to track you down, wherever you are.
Yeah, well, I'd like you to try to stop this, not to track me down wherever I am. Once I'm in an American prison, my life is over. You can imagine, they put that... I'm already behind, you know, like 10 doors here.
Uh-huh.
How many doors am I going to be locked away when I'm in America? It'd be like at least 20 or 30 doors.
Wow.
You know?
Too many doors.
And they will be torturing me in every way.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
The United States is completely evil. This is the Japanese are a disgrace. They're a disgrace to the human race.
Uh-huh.
I trusted these people, you know?
Yes.
And on one word from the U.S., they're ready to stab me in the back and kill me, you know?
Yes.
These are a shameful people. The fucking disgrace of a country.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Sending me to the U.S. to die after all I've done for Japan and after all I've done for the world.
Yeah.
These people are absolute fucking pigs.
Okay,
they've
Bobby.
Lost all of their self-respect.
Okay, Bobby.
They were once a real country. Now they're just, you know, if Howard Baker called up Koizumi and told him, get over here to the American embassy, Howard Baker's U.S. ambassador to Japan. He called up Koizumi, he said, get the hell over here in a half an hour and suck my dick. Koizumi, the Japanese prime minister, would be over there and suck his dick. I really believe that.
Uh-huh.
That is how debased and degraded the Japs have become.
All right.
Okay.
We're getting off now.
Yeah, okay, Pablo.
Yes. Take it easy out there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.